Blog Talk Radio.
At a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Chadwick in the house tonight. We're ready to let the smoke roll and have a big old time right here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. Give me a big old hell yeah tonight, Wednesday night. Always, 6 o'clock, rock and roll. It's time to get it on, talk some smoke. We're going to talk barbecue, talk events. We'll talk whatever barbecue talk we can talk tonight. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Glad to have y'all. Glad to be here. Just a pleasure to do the show, having thoroughly enjoyed it. All the many episodes. The first time is just like, you know, doing it tonight is just like the first time. Fired up, ready to talk barbecue. I just want some callers tonight. 347-202-0263. We will talk some 101 barbecue tonight. We're going to talk a little technique. Like to talk a little turkey tonight. Thanksgiving is around the corner. I know I am personally doing several turkeys this year for many people, smoking turkeys. I know listeners out here, on the guys, I know y'all smoking some turkeys. Call in, let's talk a little turkey talk. techniques, tips, something to make it a little easier on us. You know, it's always good when we can do something and know a new trick, a new tip, cut a corner that's going to make it a better cook, a more simple cook, it's all around better for all of us. Let's talk technique. Let's talk a little chicken tonight. You know, chicken's always everybody's favorite subject. I know I love it. It's cost me many walks. And I'm sure it's cost y'all a few. You know, right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, we have a great show every night of the week. We have some super talent, some awesome people doing Blog Talk Radio Barbecue. You know, there's guys all over the country talking barbecue. We're not the only ones. We give them a big old shout out, a big hell yeah. They're all supporting barbecue. That's what we're doing, supporting barbecue. That's why I work this show so hard. I never know who to invite because there's so many great people. That's why I invite everybody. We barbecue every weekend. We go compete. We're on the road traveling. You know, this show is for you. It's all about you. I don't know what else to do to try to encourage people to call in, to talk barbecue. That's what I'm here for. That's what I love to do. I love to meet new people, talk to old friends, make new ones. Right here on this show, we have done that for over a year now, and I've got some super dynamite friends that I've never met that, hey, if I was in their hometown, I could go stay the night, have supper, and just like family. And that's what it's all about. That's what barbecue is all about. It is a wonderful sport. It is one of the it's a hard, tough, a lot of hard work. A lot of tough hours, a lot of tough elements. You know, we're in situations, it's a tough competition. It's a tough sport. No sport is easy, whether it be football, baseball, NASCAR, basketball, soccer, ball. It doesn't matter. Dodgeball. You know, dodgeball, dodge, diff, duck, dodge. 5 B's of dodgeball. You know, we're going to talk the 5 B's of barbecue. And that's barbecue, 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 barbecue. And I think that was 5. So, you know, guys, that's what I'm talking about. This show right here is about you. We'd love to talk barbecue. Bottom line, it's as plain and simple. Simple as that. It's a laid-back show. We don't go with a format. We don't schedule anything and have to hit it on marks. We take our time. Kick back. Pick your phone up. Put it to your ear. Dial that number, 347-202-0263. Call in. It's that plain and simple. It's easy. You know, we've got to give a big shout out to all our sponsors. Sponsors are greatly appreciated. You know, I love to mention them all the time because anytime someone helps me, I want to help them. That's just the way it works. You know, that's simple, good, basic way to do it. I was raised that way. Somebody's helping me, I'm going to help them. Got to give a shout out to all my sponsors. BarbecueSuperstars.com. If you've not been to that website, you need to go check it out right now. Type it in, search bar, www.barbecue, which is BBQSuperstars.com. It has a shop zone. It is a fully extensive website for barbecue lovers. It's not the only one on the web, but it is the one on the web to look at because it is jammed, packed, full of barbecue videos, barbecue information, barbecue superstars across the country. Daryl Mass has shot video on just about every barbecue superstar, every barbecue person that he's walked by and spoke to. He loves to get out there and promote you. He promoted me. He's helped me. That's why I'm rolling right here on the show, you know, guys, and that's why we've had a lot of great radio shows, radio show hosts, a lot of great friends. Let's just start it off Sunday night. You got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Lance is a good friend of mine. He is a fine fella. He's an exceptional barbecue competitor. Give a big shout out to Lance. He's got the Sunday night show. He was a caller of the Chris Chadwick show and got comfortable calling, enjoyed talking barbecue. One thing led to another, and he wound up with his own show. A big old hell yeah for Lance. I'm proud of him. Love him to death. He's a great guy. Monday night, you got Jim Bird, Killer Bees. Now, let me tell you, Jim Bird is hot. He is cooking, winning left and right, championship after championship after championship. Congratulations, Jim. He's a dynamite guy. I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Jack Daniels. Super great guy. He got some great calls. I was proud for him. I mean, he's smoking hot. He's got a smoking hot Monday night show. Check Jim out. The shows during the week, West Texas Pitmasters on at 7 o'clock. Jim Berg airs at 6 o'clock Central. Tuesday night, you got Chad Ward, Whiskey Ben. He is the veteran show host. He is out of Florida. He's got a great show, Whiskey Ben in the Pit. He always has some dynamite barbecue talk. Tuesday night. Wednesday night, you've got me coming in the house, 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, talking barbecue, talking whatever kind of barbecue. I've got callers calling in. That's where we go with it. That's the way I do it. I love to do it that way, and that's the way I'll 347-202-0263. Thursday night, you've got another super barbecue show on. I mean, it's just smoking it out. I just call it Smoking X Nation Radio Show. You got John Rees, he is an awesome guy. He is an awesome cook. He's got a dynamite barbecue team right there out of Texas. He is also one of the callers that used to call into the show and got comfortable doing the show, enjoyed doing it so much, he wound up with the Barbecue Superstar Show. You know, these shows are just fun to do. We're spreading the word. We're promoting barbecue. That's what it's all about. You know, I mean, that is what it's about. I love to do it. I'm going to continue doing it. If I have 2 listeners or 2,000 or 20,000, hey, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I always ask everybody just to call in or listen in for a few minutes. Say, what's up? Say, you suck. Whatever you want to say. I take it. I'm a big boy, but I enjoy talking to everybody, so I encourage everybody to call in. 347-202-0263. That is the same number to call in for all these shows the whole week. Friday night, Winds It Up with Daryl Mast. Friday Night Lights. And that's Friday night show coming in to you, I believe, at 6 o'clock usually. And it runs for an hour and a half, 2 hours. He winds the week up on Friday night, comes back around to Sunday night. So that's what I'm telling you. We got a great lineup every week here on the Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. Also, Barbecue Superstars has got a tailgating network, and it's got some super people on it. It's got Chris Fulmer, Lori Frazee, Frank Cox, SmokerBuilder.com, and that's the ones I personally know. They've got some super shows. I encourage you to listen to them. We're not competing against them. We're supporting them. We're all in it. We're all barbecue. That's what we're talking about. That's what we do. Lori's got a show on right now. Wish her the very best. Hope she's having a super show. I'd love to call into her show. I want her to call into mine. We just got to figure out how to do that. So that's what I'm saying. There's no jealousy in the shows. I love to support all my fellow brothers and sisters in barbecue. That's what it's all about. BarbecueSuperstars.com is where it's at. Get on the bus. Kick that tire like a fire. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. You will not be sorry. Every morning, Barbecue Superstars live cook show. Always got something new going on. Always cooking up something. It's a whole great network. Love it. There's a lot of sauces and rubs out on the market. There's so many, I couldn't even begin to name them all. I don't profess to know them all. I wish I could taste them all. I love barbecue sauce. I love barbecue rubs. If it, even if it's not a barbecue rub, if it's a steak rub, chicken, it doesn't matter. I love a good rub. I love good flavors. And that brings me to the next sponsor. I've got several good sponsors that have some dynamite product. Blues Hog barbecue sauce. If you've never tried it, you need to get your jar. Pick it up. Try it. You will not be sorry. It is a competition sauce. It's a good thick sauce. You can do many things with it. Blues Hog barbecue sauce. You have to try some if you've not tried it. Also, Junior's Rub for Grub, Junior Reyes, team up in smoke. He has got a superior rub that we'll work on. Brisket, chicken, pork, covers your categories. So you've got your poultry, your beef, and your pork. It will work on all of them. A different flavor profile. It enhances the flavors of each meat. So try it. Junior's. Can't find it. Go to Facebook. You can find it everywhere on Facebook. I mean, it's just crazy good. A lot of people are using it. It is a good rub. Also, Ted Daigle has a wonderful sauce. Daigle's has several different brands. You need to try some of that. Look him up on Facebook, and you will not be sorry. Get in touch with Ted. He can direct you to where to get some of that sauce. I mean, it is wonderful. Also, Cook Shack. Got to give Cook Shack a big shout-out. They've got brisket rub, chili mix, chicken rub, rib rub, an all-purpose AP type rub that works well on pork, beef, or chicken. They've got a complete extensive line of rubs, sauces. They've got some fine pellet cookers. They've got a complete A to Z shop for any type of cook accessory you might need. Go to cookcheck.com. You know, I can just keep going on talking about good products. I'm so thankful to have all these products that are just that good. It makes the cook so much easier, profiles easier. You know, you just a little dash of this, a little dab of that, and you've got a super product that guarantees calls. So when you have good product, you just can't do anything but have a good cook, as long as you know what you're doing. 347-202-0263, the number to call this evening, the same number, that's the same number for every show. Guys, I tell you what, this show is all about you and the Q. We're going to get this chat room up. I'm dragging tonight. I've been working hard all day. Man, I'm just trying to rock and roll and get all this going, trying to get fired up and hog wild in the house. Had some big competitions this past weekend, the Kingsford Invitational right there in New York, the World Food Championship in Nevada. Got to give a big shout-out to everybody got their name called. You know, it's you know what it's like when you get your name called. Can you imagine winning a grand championship or some type of event like that? How phenomenal that would be. You know, I'm just a regular cook. I love to compete. I just love the sport. I have the passion. I just could not imagine getting to travel and do those kinds of cooks. And to top it off, winning a grand, getting a big check, getting a big name call, a big trophy. I mean, man, you know they're all cloud nine right now. And just a big shout-out to all of them because there's so many of them. It's just dynamite that that's going on. We've got a chat room up now, guys. If you want to get in there, I apologize for dragging my feed on that. But the chat room is up and running, and I will keep it monitored. And I promise you I will answer your questions just as quick as I see them come up. We're going to keep rocking it out tonight. We do want to talk a little turkey tonight because there's Thanksgiving coming around the corner. You like it deep fried. You like it smoked. You like it baked. How do you do your turkey? We'd love to hear from you and tell us a little about what's going on with your turkey. And let's have a little turkey talk. We also want to talk a little chicken. We do have a big Tennessee Barbecue Association rib shootout this weekend in Clifton. It's not too late. If I've got any TBA members in the house tonight listening, go to the TBA website, look in events. It is up and posted. That is in Clifton, Tennessee. Rib shootout categories, ribs, chicken, and ribeye steak. It is a one-day event. You can roll in early that morning, cook the cook, roll out that evening, not dragging, and have a good cook and have an experience that you won't forget and just really enjoy it. It's set up where it doesn't really kill you. It doesn't take you down. It's something that's going to help you. Check it out. Go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association website. You can check it out there, www.tba.com. And just get in touch with me if you want to know anything else about it. We'll hook you up and dig in and let you know what's going on. We're going to get signed in here on Facebook. I've got a lot of people hitting me up on Facebook now. Between Facebook, the chat room, and doing the call-ins, and we just keep it wide open. It is Wednesday evening. I know that's a hard night. It's hard to come home, sit down, get prepared. To do a blog talk show, to sit down to talk on a blog talk show, to listen to a blog talk show. I know it's tough. It's hard for me to come in and do this every Wednesday night. So call in 347-202-0263 and let's talk a little Q. Would love to hear from you. We've always got so many regular callers, usually the first hour. It's me talking this, talking that. Second hour. I have a lot of callers that call in, chime in, tell us what is happening, what is going on. I tell you, I've personally had a lot going on here recently. Some things happening in the barbecue world I thought was going to be successful. And it's just, I can't wait to get it going on. The pit's coming along fairly nice. We'll have that done before long. Just have me a little to-go pit. So I will have the barbecue in my blood every day, seems like. I mean, guys, what else is there to do instead of barbecuing? I'm telling you, we love to do it. We love to cook. We love to compete. Matter of fact, I'm cooking supper right now. I've got some fire supper tonight. Guys, if you don't want to talk barbecue, we'll talk what you're having for supper. It's all food related. We love it all. That's what I'm talking about. We want to talk you. We want to talk your team. And fire it up. Let's see what we got here, guys. Give me a minute. This board, of course, I wouldn't expect it to run fast. I wouldn't know how to act. So bear with me a minute or two. And we will see what we can do. And get something kicked off here. I did, we've got this studio board that just responds as fast as a turtle crawls. And with that being said, here I am double-clicking, triple-clicking, trying to make a rock and roll. Chat room is up and running. Welcome to the chat room tonight, guys. Also, our studio board is responding. Slowly but surely. And we'll talk a little barbecue. Y'all just call in. We want to talk a little Q tonight. I would love to talk it with you. 347-202-0263, the number to call. We're going to refresh this board in just a moment and see if we have some callers in Q. and we will go from there. Bear with me, guys. We'll make it happen. That's right. It's gonna fire it up here in a minute. But anyhow, guys, if you I never called into the show. I didn't invite you to call in because I don't schedule shows. I always center it around my callers and my listeners or my people in the chat room when they chat, asking questions, this, that. We'd love to answer them. And that's what it's all about. We do have some exciting things going on right now. The Pit, Tennessee Barbecue Association, shootouts. We've got a couple cooks in December, I know, we've got going on. I'm excited about that. Got a big cook this weekend for me. I'm going to cook about 200 pounds of chicken this weekend for a big church event. Can't wait to do that. Looking forward to doing that for them. Just ready to have some fun, fire the old grill up. We're ready to kick a tire, light the fire, and you know, let that smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about. And that will fire us up. I'm telling you, you know, we're going to have to, get in the mood and do some cooking. You know, even though it was 17, 18 degrees this morning, it sure turned out to be a beautiful day here in West Tennessee. Evening is really nice out. It's not too cold tonight. This weekend, I think, is supposed to be really nice. So I'm excited about that. And I hope that we're going to have a big turnout. I know we've got a lot of teams lined up coming in to do that. So let's see what we got here. I'm excited about that. I really am. We'll kick this off in a minute. Do want to give a big shout out to Meat Rakes. That's meatrake.com. These are little utensils that do make pulling meat a lot easier. Shred that meat, bust a butt open. You got it. It takes no time to do it. It's just one of those things I was talking about a little earlier that is a shortcut, something that makes it easier, simplifies the cook, and makes it a lot easier to do. That's meatrake.com. Check it out. Very inexpensive, nice utensils to work with. Also, Grill Grates, Mr. Brad Barrett, he's got a fantastic product right there. It's just a raised grate that you use on your existing grill, pit, smoker. It basically radiates heat evenly. It turns it into an infrared top and gets you perfect sear marks on your product. Especially if you're doing a steak category, it will light it up and really make it, just makes it, just puts the icing on the cake, makes it a cook. Grill Grate, that is grillgrate.com, grillgrate.com. Also, this winter, when it slows down and you're not cooking, you have the itch to cook, but there's no competitions in your area. I know some places it's like that. Barbecue schools, you know, they've got several online barbecue schools. I'll tell you one you can check out. That's Danny Kugel's Pit Bulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. He has reduced the price of that for this winter, making it more affordable on the school. It's a lot less than taking a class. What's nice about it, it's online time after time after time. And with that class, it just makes it, it just simplifies it. Y'all bear with me a minute. Boards already went down. We're going to make it happen. Just bear with me. I have callers in queue. Want to get them queued in. Also, okay. Okay, we're back up again now. Lost the caller for guys. Y'all just bear with me. We'll get you in a few minutes. Call back. Give me a little hail, and I will get you in. Bonding, but we will go on and shoot from the hip and rock it out. Call in. Let me know what your next event is. I know I don't want to wind my season up too early. I'm not going to. Call in and let me know how it goes. 347-202-0263. The number to call, same number to call every show of the week. 347-202-0263. Let's see what we got here. Maybe we can make this. Bad boy, let's see if we can get this bad boy up and running. I'm going to quiet down a minute and try to get this running. Let's see if I can make this work right here. Let's check this song out, see if it responds.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder.
All right. Looks like that's working. We're making a little progress here, guys. Bear with me. We'll make something happen before it's over. We're going to make a show out of this yet. Let's see what we got here. We'll make a show out of this bad boy yet. If you've not checked out the morning show on Barbecue Superstar, guys, you need to check that out. It's pretty awesome. Does a really good job. Really good job, and you learn something. I mean, it's really a good, informative show. BarbecueSuperstar.com. We got to welcome Jan Charles, our new Barbecue Superstar, to the show, network. She is currently on Restaurant Express on Food Network, competing weekly for a restaurant. And I mean, she's doing a great job. We want to give Jan a big shout out and wish her the very, very best. Let's see if, let me get this, let me cue this in. Let me see if this works right. All right, that's not what I thought it was, but it did work. Guys, I'll get you queued in just a few minutes. Looks like we're going to have to refresh this a little bit. But no, we want to talk barbecue tonight. That's what it's all about. 347-202-0263. We just usually have a real good time. You know, we've got some special guests planned to be coming on the show. Just some people that will absolutely be a special treat just to hear them talk about what's going on in their barbecue world. They have got a lot of things going on. They're on restaurants. They're on Food Network. They've just got a lot of things happening. And, you know, it's always exciting to get to talk to people that are so successful in the barbecue industry, you know, because that is, I think, a dream of all of ours is to get in to the barbecue aspect, work it a little bit. We'd love, I don't know about you, we'd love to have a show, love to have a successful career in barbecue. You know, we've got, we know those guys that go out and compete all the time in the barbecue circuit, you know, the barbecue in the barbecue circuit, they compete all the time. Whether it's one end of the country or the other, they're on the road. That's got to be a hard job. You know, I know it is. Big hats off to them. Big shout out to all the competitors that do that professionally compete. Man, you know, it's got to be because, I mean, a weekend kicks my big butt, knocks me down. So We're going to have to take a break here in a minute and work on this. Hopefully get it back up. Let me check this chat room out and see what's going on in the chat room. I think we lost our chat. Let's get it back up. Bear with me. All right, it's starting to respond. Hold on just a minute. Let's see what we got. All righty. It's always entertaining to try to entertain and ports just lock up, freeze up, won't work. Let me take calls. Always interesting. So we just make it work regardless what it takes. We do it and we have a good time doing it. You know, I actually thought had been working on a few things in the works, and this week has been tough on me also. We were trying to get on a new coming out, new production coming out, you know, and we were out, then we were in, then we were out again, you know, and that right there is a roller coaster, buddy. Let me tell you, that will wear you out and make you think, what in the world was I doing? It's a lot of stress, a lot of, like I say, it's emotional roller coaster, trying to get set up, thinking this might be what we need to do, then it might not, you know. But I think it all works out for a reason. And that's just the way you got to think about things like that. So we wish everybody that's in that the very best success, and hope they let the smoke roll and have a great time with it. But this old boy here missed out, and maybe he'll get in next time. So wish everybody success, and just have a successful time and enjoy yourself. And let the smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, we're going to have to take a quick break. I'm going to have to work on this board and see if it's my computer, if it's his board or what. But bear with me a few minutes. I'm going to go down, be quiet for a minute, and see what I can do with this. And we will be back in just a few minutes. All right, guys, let's see what we can do now. We're back with us. Chris Chadwick back in the house. We're working on this computer, trying to make get our show board up and rolling. We are just taking our time tonight. It's laid back. We welcome Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkey's Barbecue in the chat room in the house tonight. Blake Moody, Tortoise Cube right there, guys. Welcome to the chat room. Appreciate y'all chiming in and helping an old man out right here. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep the smoke rolling. I think we're going to make it happen. We're just going to have to work on this a few more minutes. And everything will be all right, I believe. It's not responding, but we'll make it happen. Be back with you in just a sec.
born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wow. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Show, we're going to make it work one way or the other. Guys, I got some guys in the chat room in here. We got to welcome these guys. I'm telling you, Blake Moody, Stacy Lawler, welcome to the chat room, guys. I appreciate y'all being in there. I'm just not a typer and a chatter and a talker on the phone all at the same time. Oh, me, oh, my. We make the best of what we got. That's what we do. That's how we roll. And, you know, guys, you're right. When I'm turning in, I've got that old hog wild kicking out. I'm turning in. I'm running my big ass down the line trying to get to the turn in on time. I'm always down to about the last minute, last seconds before I turn it in. I don't know why that is. I don't know if y'all have ever done that or not, but it is terrible to be at a competition and be ready and be prepared and still be the last one to turn it in. I don't know if it's best to turn it in and wait the last, the beginning. You answer me that. Turn ins, is it better to wait to the last, turn it in the middle, or turn it in at the very beginning? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that's there's some strategy. People try to think about that, but I'm telling you, I've never turned one in early, that's for sure. It's always been down to the wire. It's five before to five after. And I'm always counting down on that five, four, three, two, one before I roll her in and turn it in. I love to compete. I know y'all do. I know I do. I know all our listeners out there do. Guys, I really appreciate y'all hanging tough with me. This has been another one of those things that just happened that we can't do anything about. We just make the best of it. So just call in 347-202-0263. We will talk. We will make it work one way or the other. We will talk turn-ins. We will talk events, flavor profiles, rubs. I've got a new rub I'm personally working on. I think it's going to really set it off. It's going to just kick it up a next level. I've got a sauce I've been working on. I've got a good old Hall County sauce, and I've got a couple new things going on there with the sauces. So, you know, we just take it all a little at a time. Everybody knows how hard it is to barbecue and talk barbecue and to thank barbecue, and you've got to work every day. And then you've got barbecue on the brain. I'm telling you, it's an addiction, and we can't shake it. It's in my blood. I don't know about y'all, but it is in my blood, and we just got to keep rolling with it. Wherever it takes us, we don't know yet, but we're going to keep rolling with it and having a good time and just really enjoy the ride. That's all I can say about that. Number to call, 347-202-0263. We've had several callers in, wasn't able to queue them in. We've got this board up and running. Hopefully we're going to refresh it, see if we've got any callers in queue, chat room. We do have some great guys in the chat room tonight. Sure am proud y'all in here. I noticed one of you going to do venison spaghetti tonight. Doesn't that sound good? It sounds good to me. Spaghetti, venison, pork, veal, beef, it doesn't matter. It's going to be good when it's spaghetti, and that sounds good. Matter of fact, I've got something cooked up tonight. I've got crock pot full of pinto beans, country ham, made some crackling cornbread tonight before the show. Had to get it in the oven and cooked up. Crackling cornbread, pinto beans, and country ham with a big old slice of fresh onion. You know, you can't get much more country than that, but that is some fine eating, let me tell you. On a cold night, it even makes it that much better. And if you want to talk supper time, you know, I love to cook on the pit outside at competitions, but I'm a cook in the kitchen too. You know, we break it down and whatever we need to do in the kitchen, that's what we do. And if you got anything you want to talk about, kitchen cook, we'll talk a little of that too, because it's all cooking. This is Cooking 101, barbecue. It's all in the same. We all in the same boat. We all love to cook. We all love to eat. I know I do. Chime in, guys. Tell us what's going on, and we will go from there. We just have a big time. Let's check this blog, this studio out. Refresh it one more time. You can make it roll on out. 347-202-0263 is the number to call tonight. That is the same number every week. Call in. Let's talk some Q. This is a show about you and Q. And if I ain't got you on the show, then I ain't got a show. So, guys, would love to talk barbecue, so just chime on in anytime you get ready. We will roll with it. You know, I recently had the pleasure of getting to go to the Jack Daniel's World Championship 25th anniversary Invitational Barbecue Competition. And let me tell you, that was a huge experience, and I had a great time doing it. We just went down, rolled out, met some great people, got to see. I mean, if you've never been to a barbecue competition like that, you've got to go. The international teams were amazing. Techniques they were using were just unreal. The presentation, the way they turned that, you know, it's just every time you see something different, you think, man, why didn't I think of that? Or I could have done that. Or why didn't I do that? They've just got some phenomenal talents, techniques, and it's just something that's really impressive. And I was very impressed. If you ever get a chance to go somewhere like that, don't pass it up. Go and enjoy it. But it was just a great experience. I love to barbecue. I love to compete. I love to go to all those competitions, and it's just phenomenal people. This makes it that much better. Let me tell you, been cooking, competing since about 08. I built my pit. I love to talk pits. I built my pit. I actually learned how to weld building my pit, and it's still a pit I use today. It's an offset stick burner. I use hickory slabs in it. It's made where I can cook direct or indirect. It does have a dampener where I can control what kind of heat is coming through my box. So, I mean, it's really a good overall cooker. You can oversmoke if you're not careful, but I like to put a lot of smoke in my meat simply because that sets it apart. So you get these judges, you get a lot of these cookers that cook like ovens. They don't even smoke. And I like the smoke. I like, and that might be my downfall, or that might be why that I've actually received a call or two, you know. But I like a good old hickory smoke. And a hickory flavored taste. You know, on my ribs, I really like to go with a little more fruit wood nowadays. But depends on the cook, where you're at, what kind of location. You know, there's a lot of factors involved in how you want to put out your product, depending on the competition you're at, I personally think. So it just really depends on where you're at, location. Location means flavor profiles. Flavor profiles mean wood, rub, sauce, how you gonna turn it in, your finishing sauce, your glaze, you know, what you're going to do. So it's very important when you cook, when you go region to region, county to county, state to state, to have some of that. And do a little research. You've got to see what's going on, see your surroundings. You know, I mean, sometimes you can really work it out, and other times it's a hit or miss kind of thing. Sometimes you second guess yourself, over guess yourself, and it can make you cook top dog, or it could throw you off. Blake, I'm glad you watched that Jag broadcast. We were really, really fortunate enough to get inside of Jack. We got down on the down, right down in the judging area, broadcast that all day. The awards that evening, you know, they really just give us a great place to be. I mean, that was they were very hospitable. We had a great time at Jack. I'm just trying to catch up on my chat room chat here, guys. Stacy, you're talking about you're going to do 10 turkeys? Let's see what we do. See if I can get in on some of this, because I did about, right under 50 last year on my pit. I've got a pit that does a lot of birds, and I've got a list running right now on turkeys, and I'm just trying to catch up right here. Let's see what they're at. Let's see if they're in here talking. Yeah, we're going to do some turkeys for Thanksgiving, guys. I mean, if you're planning on doing turkeys, call in, give us a download, tell us what you're going to do, what you want to do. We've got a list of turkeys. I know I'm personally going to do several turkeys this year. I don't know exactly how many, 30, 40 anyhow. And I'll cook them all at one time. They'll all go on one at a time. And be in my big pit, back to building pits. I built this second pit. It's a pretty large tank. It is a direct fire tank. I do have a charcoal grate offset inside the big pit. It's so large and so tall that that offset will actually cook like a offset stick burner. and I use charcoal and throw my hickory in there to smoke it out, and it works really, really well. Team, the flavor profiles, what they're doing, where they cook. You know, the number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. We'd love to represent your team. We'd love to talk about your team. That's what it's all about. Just get your name out there. Let everybody know who you are, what's going on, and what you're cooking. Always good to spread the word, guys. That's how I started, and that's what got me here. I'm spreading the word continuously. This barbecue media is crazy, let me tell you. You know, I would never thought 2 years ago that I would be going to the Jag, doing live interviews, doing inside the judges area, having judges samples after it's judged, right inside the whole thing. I mean, it was pretty awesome. It was just really, really crazy to get in there. You know, 2 years ago, I was scared to call in and talk on the radio blog talk show simply because I didn't know what to say, what to do. And now I have a two-hour show every week, Wednesday nights, whether I have one caller, no callers, 10 callers, 50 callers, we take the calls, we have the show, we do it. I do have a caller in queue. Let me see. Let me get them in and welcome him to the show. Good friend of mine. He has the Sunday night show. We've got to get him queued in. Just bear with me a minute because this board is running super fast tonight. Lance Moore, West Texas Cookmasters, welcome. How are you doing this evening?
Good, man. How are you?
Man, I have been battling this board tonight. You know, I think it's just traditional. I don't know if it's my 1G. It says my Wi-Fi is 4G, but I think it's about 1G tonight because it is not working, brother.
Well, probably needs a beer then. That's probably what it needs.
I'm telling you, it needs something. A beer, a bottle of wine, a shot of shine.
Hell yeah, there you go.
I'm telling you. No, it's been quiet in the house tonight. We've got a couple great guys in the chat room. It's just been quiet here. Just been basically running my mouth trying to make this board run. And
Well, here, I got something for you to think about then.
All right, let's hear it. I'm
gonna change your subjects a little bit tonight because I got a deal today to essentially kind of personal chef for an entire weekend for about 25 people.
Right.
And on Saturday night, they want to, like, blow out the doors. They want to do, like, a bone-in ribeye, 18-20-ounce bone-in ribeye, cowboy steak.
Right.
Probably some bacon-wrapped asparagus, bacon-wrapped shrimp, baked potato. Let's see, what else was there? Baked potato, salad. And then cream brulee for dessert.
Right.
What the hell would you charge a person for something like that?
Oh man. Well, you know, you're already past $20 a head.
Oh hell yeah! I mean, I'm thinking $30 to $40 a head.
Well, now we've got to understand we are dynamite, wonderful cooks and phenomenal chefs. But, you know, I tell you, you've got a lot of prep time there. I'm not saying we're not the best. It's just...
No, I'm talking about, like meat. I mean, they want prime.
Oh, prime.
Cut.
Well,
I mean...
Well, that right there already shot it past $40 a plate. They might want to get filet. Joey. I'm telling you. When you're talking prime, I would be afraid. You know, you've got a friend there at Raider Red Meat, Red Raider.
Yep,
Red Raider. Yeah, dry aged, that's going to be $30, $40 a pound right there.
Well, That one's what you're looking at, about a pound, a little over a pound, inch and a quarter, inch and a half ribeye per person, 25 people. They want a spare, no expense. I thought, son of a bitch. On top of cooking them supper on Friday night, cooking them breakfast Saturday morning, and then cooking them steak dinners on Saturday night, getting back up Sunday morning, cooking them breakfast, and then cooking them lunch. How you like that?
Well, that sounds like a pretty. That sounds like a pretty extensive meal, you know. And that's good because we as barbecue chefs, pit masters, we're also kitchen chefs, and we can cater.
Oh yeah. And it's stuff I cook all the time. I mean, there's not one bit of that I have never cooked. I mean. You know, I mean, I've done cream brulees. I mean, I've done cowboy steaks. I mean, you know, but I mean, you know, first time we ever had anybody want to just pull out the bar there and say, you know, hey, you know, they want this thing to be, you know, over the top.
Right.
You know, like,
well, you've got a lot of kitchen time there. What you're talking is out of your pit environment. You got a lot of kitchen cook there. I mean, you know.
Well, and this will actually be on their site. I mean, you'll be cooking at their place. They want it. I mean, they want a like a chuck wagon type experience to top that off. So, you know, the cream brulee. You know, I'll have to improvise on that a little bit. But everything else is pretty attainable. I mean, off of a pit. You know.
Right. Well, you ought to be able to handle that, you know, steak tater and salad kind of deal, and then your asparagus, bacon wrapped asparagus, and your what else you gonna do? Bacon wrapped shrimp also.
Yep. Yeah, I always do some bacon wrapped shrimp. I mean, that's gonna be their appetizer, and you know, I said they're wanting to kind of blow it out and. You know, take it to the limit. And I said, well, we can do that. I said, you know, I had to come up with these menus and stuff. But I mean, because they were like wanting things over the top. And he's like, yeah, that's what we're looking for. And I was like, well, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's yeah. I mean, exactly. I mean, this could be a $40-$50 plate. You know, easily.
Well, Blake Moody, he throws out something to a 30%. Food cost. I don't know if that's 30. Blake, is that 30% plus food cost usually?
It's usually, you know, food cost times two, I believe, in there, right? It's like 30, and then you times that by two is usually what they play. I know at a lot of, you know, fancy places
right,
and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, so.
Well.
And that's kind of where I was going, but, you know, hell, I mean, you know, hell, that one meal alone, I mean, you know, I can be talking several thousand dollars for the weekend cooking for, you know, these people.
But you're in Texas. That's no cotton country. So
well, this is actually,
you know,
gonna be a bunch of oil men is what it's gonna be.
Well, yeah, well, just cook it up and wear your cowboy hat and give them a hell yeah right there and do it.
Oh yeah. They'll see that.
Now, are you going to cook that bony and ribeye like a prime rib, or are you going to cook them as grill them as steaks?
I'm going to grill them as steaks.
Are you?
You know, yeah. I mean, it just, you know, for that many people, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, I can, you know, cook them pretty well that way. I mean, for 25 people, that's not a lot. I mean, you know,
right.
If you were doing 50 or something like that, yeah, I'd probably go back. And do prime rib, but you know, 25 people. I mean that's not too bad. I mean,
how are you planning on cooking them?
You
gonna take orders on them? How are you gonna cook them? Are you gonna take orders on them, or are you gonna kind of cook them all the
same? I imagine most of these guys here, and I mean, you know, most of these type of
medium
people, they're gonna go medium rare. You know, it's usually, you know, but I mean, you know, if there's someone that wants, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's not such a big deal. I mean. You're at a medium rare, and you might have a person or two that might want something well, but I doubt very seriously that you're going to have that.
Oh, yeah, medium rare.
Mean,
if you do anything more than medium rare, it's cooked too long.
Yeah.
In my book. Now, is your pit direct fire? Is it direct heat also?
No, I've got that grill on the other side. I've got a 2-foot by 4-foot grill on the other side.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, I can fire it up, line it up with charcoal, throw a little mesquite in there, and give them a good, mesquite fired or oak fired, probably oak actually. You know me and mesquite. I don't do mesquite.
Right,
so.
Right. Right. Well, that's all right.
A lot of times what I do is I do throw them on, a lot of times I will throw them on my pit, and I'll put just a little bit of smoke in them, maybe 5 minutes or so, just to give it a little bit of that hint, and then grill them. And I've always had really good luck doing it that way.
It
gives
it,
just a little bit of flavor.
Yes, yes, it does. That does sound good. That reverse sear, sear them out really well, real fast, and finish them off. I tell you,
a little compound butter.
Yeah. What do you put in your butter to do that? Do you make it special? Special.
A little bit of garlic. You run a little bit of greenery and stuff in it. But it don't take a lot. To be honest with you,
I usually use a staple. I don't want to call it, it's not a trinity, but, you've got a trinity in cooking, which is carrots, celery, and onions, but in like a compound butter, my trinity is always salt, onion, powder, and garlic, as far as when it goes to beef or something like that, in a compound butter.
Right.
Something simple, easy to make. And if you're going Italian, change it up a little bit. If you're going Southwestern, change it up a little bit. Compound butter is simple, but man, it makes a world of difference.
Absolutely. On stuff like that, when you're going to that degree.
Yeah, I'd have to drop a couple of them steaks, for the dog like me. I'm the dog usually. I always drop one or two of
them. Yeah, I hear you.
Get them some big old baked potatoes and that's what I'm talking about, I'm telling you.
It's kind of a funny deal. I had the phone call today, and they want to do that. And I also have a catering that same weekend at lunchtime for about 50 people. I want brisket, kind of a brisket lunch. And I was like, I told him, I said, and he said, well, he said, are you available for about 3 days? And I'm like, maybe. I said, except at lunch. He said, I'll take care of lunch that day. He said, you just do everything else.
That's great, man. I'm proud that you got that. That's awesome,
Still got to give him a price, but, I think it's a pretty well done deal. I think he really liked what he heard. And I think as long as you're reasonable, I don't foresee that going astray.
I agree. I would love to cook a $40 or $50 plate. I've cooked many in my lifetime, but I've not ever been able to charge that accordingly. I think that's awesome that, that you can do that and you get somebody that appreciates what you're doing. That makes all the difference in the world.
My wife called me this morning and said, hey, such and such is trying to get a hold of you. And I gave her your number, and her husband wants to talk to you. And I was like, man, they're friends of ours. We don't see them very often. I hadn't seen them probably in a year. And, they said, I know you called me at lunch. I said, hey, you still cooking? I said, yep, still cooking. He said, all right. He said, that's where we want to go. And I said, okay.
That's where you do it. That's awesome. That's what it's all about, guy. I'm telling you, that's just, I'm proud for you. I'm proud for anything you do.
That's what us barbecue people need to start doing. We need to start, people got to realize that, we're not just, barbecue people. Per se, we can cook other stuff. We can cook outside the box. We can cook, a fancy gourmet, dinner too.
I do a lot of that out of the box, and I really never ever talk about. But I'm constantly doing something like that. Well, hold on a minute. We've got another caller. Let's get them queued in while this board. Let's see if I can get them queued in. Let's see. Just bear with me, caller. But, yeah, it's like I say, Lance, that's just great. You can get to do something like that. And that's just the way to roll, I'm telling you. Let's see here.
I mean, it's just something that, you know, we get them out there and we start doing some more of this stuff and, you know, go down that road a little bit more. And, I mean, people realize it's not just a bunch of, you know, I mean, we are rednecks, and I'm proud to be a redneck, but, I mean, you know, the other side of it, I mean, we can do other things for people, too. And, you know, that's...
Right.
You know.
Well, you're not a redneck. You're far from a redneck. You're a cowboy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, oh, mercy. Let's see. I'm refreshing this board. I know we've got a caller in queue. We want to get them in, and I just... hold on a second here. Just can't. So it's still refreshing. So we just, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk and make it work. But yeah, that's what roll, Lance. I know I'm doing Thanksgiving turkeys this year, and everybody's kind of waited around. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving's 2 weekends away, pretty much. And
yeah, I know.
Now I'm telling you, And I'm just getting, like, right now on Facebook, they're just hitting me up, you know, turkeys, and that's okay. I don't mind. If I can get them, and if I can get them in and cook them for them, I'm going to be glad to do that. And you're going to do turkeys this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll do turkeys, we'll do hams. I mean, we can do briskets or, you know, like you said, you know, ribs or, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, we're not limited.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
Heck, I mean, I've even put a menu out there this year that's kind of been out and around. I mean, you know, hell, we'll do prime rib or whatever, you know, people want. You know, whether it's a smoked tenderloin or, you know, hell.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, some people, you know, they want different things. I mean, and,
well, they do.
You know,
they
Christmas time's a little bit more that way, but, you know, hell, throw it out there. Let people decide.
Traditional turkey and ham most of the time, and then Christmas time, I don't get many turkeys anymore. They want more beef. You know, I'm more of a beef man in Christmas time, too. And let's see here. This board has not come back up. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can get it back up. It's gone. All right.
But, no, I mean, that's right. I mean, there are a lot of people who like beef and stuff like that. I know I've got to do some pork loins and stuff like that around New Year's. I mean, you know, so.
Right. Pork,
you know,
loins really popular.
Like,
yeah, they are. Let me see if I can get this caller's kicked in now. Board just popped back up. Caller 904-673. What's going on tonight?
What's going on, barbecue superstars?
Man, we are just battling it out. We're letting the smoke roll. I'm ready to light the damn computer up on fire now, I'm telling you. I'm ready to strike a match to her tonight.
Yeah, mate, like mine too, man. I'm all piece of crap.
I'm telling you, you know, it took this long to refresh that when I seen your number come up just a few minutes ago, and it finally popped up. It's crazy. We got Lance Moore in the house tonight. It's been a battle, uphill battle tonight. We've been pedaling uphill, but we might be on a downhill stroll. Are you cooking turkeys for Thanksgiving?
I am cooking turkeys for Thanksgiving. I was
wonderful
listening to Lance do that catering job. Wanted to just give him a little heads up on pricing if he hadn't given the dude a price.
Shoot, no. Now you got to remember, Blake. Now we're not in Texas. He's in Texas with oil men. So I mean, it's a different story there. I'm going to cue this other guy in right here, too, because I can cue him. It's starting to work, and we're going to let John Reeves in on this conversation, too. So y'all just hash it out there for a minute.
Well, what are you thinking, Moody? How are you?
doing good, man. I'm congrats on that that job, and yeah, just like you said, man, it ain't no you ain't no bullshit cook. You know, you you travel around. You've been doing this for years, and God, it's just, you know, it's like the regular job. If you know, after a few years, you kind of get good at it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. And I mean, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, there are perception and stuff that we get, you know how it is. I mean, you know, it gets to be a stereotype. And I think, well, you know, hell, I mean, all them guys can do is cook a brisket or ribs or, you know, something like that. You know, they don't think about all the other stuff out there that, you know, we can do. And, you know, hell, I mean, you got to think outside the box a little bit every now and then.
Yeah, you
that's right.
Yeah, no, just definitely don't shoot yourself in the foot when you give them a price. The way I was taught it was 30% is your food cost. You know,
right.
If you can go to Raider Ed and you can get, you know, I ain't talking about the Lance Moore special, but if you can get that guy to cut you a good deal on some, you know, bone and ribeyes and, you know, what it's going to cost you to, you know, produce the, you know, the rub you're going to put on there, all that, the butter you're going to put on there, the, you know, fresh herbs and whatnot. Whatever you pay for that, it's to make it real simple. If you paid $3 for all of that, you need to charge that man $10.
Right.
I'm not talking, I mean, that's not including your, you know, your wood, you're going to cook it. You know, seasonings, travel. Not only are you giving this man a product, you're kind of giving him a show. That's a little bit of it.
Absolutely.
And, it's not, you know, Jim Bob's, you know, franchise North America Barbecue. It's a top pitmaster cooking for his friends. So just, you know, I think you've got the right idea, but 30% is you're not giving them bullshit. You know
right.
what I mean? They're willing to pay for it, and I know you can bring it, and you know, I know you're a hell of a competitor, and you know, you send me that rub, and that's a versatile damn rub. That it's like a, it was the pork rub or the rib rub.
Yeah, I mean, that rub, I mean, where it all started was on my chicken and on my ribs. I mean, that was it. And, I mean, hell, I mean, you know, I've thrown it on, you know, brisket since last year. You know, a lot of people ask me about that. And, you know, I've done some briskets with it. I mean, hell, I've had a lot of response out of that. But, you know, like I said, chicken ribs was more where that rub come from. And that's, you know, what I still compete with. I mean, you know, you know, I'm gonna say it's the only rub that I use. It's not. I mean, but you know, it is a major player in what I do.
Different rubs for different things. Different rubs for different things. You know, we all have a good base rub. We like to go-to rub, and then we go from there and complement and add to and change up a little bit. And that's how you know how it usually goes.
Well, I was saying, I think you did some, like, nachos with it and some other stuff. I mean, hell, it looked really good from what I could see, you know.
Oh, it's versatile as hell, and it just made me think. I was like, man, see, this came from a real cook. You know what I mean? I'm sure you ran through so many, you know, different, you know, variations of that rub till you got it. Where you
absolutely.
Like it, I put the shit on eggs, you know. I've tried that. It's a yeah, it's a good versatile rub. I like it, and yeah, I just encourage you not to shoot yourself in the foot because you're not Sonny's Barbecue that's going to show up and give him some cold ribeyes. You're cooking on site, and these cats have never seen some shit like this before. I guarantee.
No, I mean, that's not right. I mean, you know, and that's kind of where, you know, there's a lot of people out here that cater and stuff like that, and not to take away from that, but, you know, a lot of them, I mean, you know, it's a drop-off deal, or they serve them and, you know, they're done. But just what you said, I mean, it's like going to a Japanese steakhouse. There are a lot of people out there that they want to see that part of it. They want to see, you know, you out there cooking. They want to see, you know, what's happening. And a lot of them, hell, they like to come out and mingle and you know, interact with you. And, you know,
yeah,
hell, that's
they
having
do.
Fun of it right there.
That's
you
right.
Know?
You're right. I mean, that's. I think John, you in there? You in here with us too, aren't you? You still here, aren't you?
I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm learning.
I'm telling you,
50 miles north of me.
I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. All you Texas cooks, y'all just got it going on in Texas. I tell you what, it's just different stuff. Different
yeah, but it ain't man. Easy.
No, hell no, it ain't easy.
By a guy that caters here local at, he was catering a job here in Lubbock and ran into a friend of mine and he asked him, said, oh, you ever heard of old John, the Smoking X or something? Oh, yeah, he competes. He don't do what we do. And when I heard that, I kind of laughed because I thought, and this is in the last few days, because I'm sitting here kind of like what, you know, Lance is doing. We do cater quite a bit, and Lance, you know, does a hell of a job and caters quite a bit, and I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, we do compete. But, you know, hell, I fed. We were joking around about it, and I put it on the page the other day. Hell, I've cooked 50-something briskets in the last 2 weeks. Hell, I don't know. If that ain't slinging catering, I don't know what is, you know. So a lot of these people, you're right, they pigeonhole us as a competition team, but they don't take us serious sometimes as a you know, to cater and take care of it, you know, and... you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, that ask about, you know, they want to know your pricing and stuff. I'm open about my pricing. And I've had some people just look at me and, are you serious? You get $75 for a brisket and $5 to slice it? Yeah, I do. And then they gripe about it, and I said, well, if you don't like it, go to Rudy's.
Yep.
You know, or something. Right. I mean, I don't know what else
Amen.
To tell you. You know, I mean, if you don't, that's my price. And I don't, you know, there's some times for a charitable organization or something where, you know, I did a deal this last Monday night for a bunch of veterans. Now, you bet your ass I cut them a break because of who it was. It's a bunch of veterans. But, you know, other than that, you know, word's out. I get $75 a brisket. I get $5 to slice it. And if you want it chopped, you can add $10 to it. So it's $85 a brisket. For chop. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I mean, but it takes my time. It takes, you know, and a lot of times I have a minimum. I'm not going to sit there and mess with one brisket.
No,
now,
I wouldn't either.
There's several people, and I can get 5 or 6 briskets on there. I don't care if it's 5 or 6 different customers or one customer, but I need to have enough to load the pit a little bit.
Yep.
And depending on the size of the briskets, I can cook 10, 12 briskets in my pit at any given time. But, you know, this isn't my full-time job. So, you know, you know, it's nice to practice. But, you know, Lance is the same way. He's a hell of a cook. My brisket's gone up against his, and his has gone up against mine. And, you know, we're both top-notch brisket guys. Ribs, too. But, you know, I've got enough practice. I'm not doing this for my health sometimes. I do it to make a little extra money sometimes and, you know, put a little gas in the Tahoe to get to the next competition and, you know, maybe
yeah,
get, you know.
I know. I understand.
That's the way
completely.
I feel about it.
You know, we love to cook. We love to cook, bottom line. We really do. I know y'all do. I know I do. We love to cook. But it's not free, you know. I mean, some people say, well, you cooking. I mean, well, just cook, you know. It's not free. We'd love to be compensated a little bit. I mean, we all have to make a living. We all have to pay our bills. We all have the electric bills. We all have property tax. We all have car payments. You know, it all comes down to play. You know, it's work for us when we do this, even though it's supposed to be fun. It's still a lot of work. And, you know, we're not trying to beat anybody by any means. But, you know, I mean, it's nice just to be appreciated and, you know, somebody say, how much do I owe you? And you tell them, and it's really nice. My dad used to be this way. He'd say, you sure that's enough? You know, how many people you get say that anymore? You sure that's enough?
other than they say, damn, that's too much. I mean, what if I just give you this much? You know, that's constant every day with me. So you just don't get many people like that anymore, but still, you like to be compensated for what you do.
And, well, that's the thing is, you know, I really love it. I have a lot of fun competing. We've had some success and stuff and really had a blast doing it. But, you know, a lot of competition guys, we do cater some on the side, you know, make a little extra money and keep everything up. And it keeps us tuned up, too. But at the same time, you know, when you're sitting there having to watch a pit for a while or you're cooking a bunch of briskets, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours and stuff, I mean, that's still taking away from some family time. And I know Lance for a fact, and I'm going to call you out on it because I've done the same damn thing as we have to do it sometimes at night. We'll light that pit when we get home or we'll light it at lunch and go home and check on it and then 6 o'clock come home and wrap it and go inside and eat dinner and stuff, and then, you know, at midnight or whatever, or 8 o'clock that night, we're pulling briskets and we start slicing.
Right.
You know, that's also
doing it tomorrow
pull away from the family a little bit. Well, see, that's, I mean, so, that, some, you know,
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. We all feel, you know, it takes a lot of time off and takes a lot of time away to do this, but, and, it's a lot of work. It sure is. Well, my daughter just walked in the door. I'm gonna let her give y'all a shout out. Everybody in the house, you got John in the house, and Lance and Blake. They're all in here. Press, give them a big shout out.
Hey guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay. How are y'all?
Perfect.
That's great. So we didn't get any good cooks lately?
Have we what?
Any good cooks?
Well, I don't know, but I'm talking to 3 of them.
True.
Have you been to any of them, though?
No, I hadn't competed in about a month.
In about a month?
I know,
neither
I'm going through withdrawal.
So I can understand that.
About 2 weeks for me.
2 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance, you're always cooking. Yeah.
There you go, girl, you know.
That's right.
Just wanted to give a shout out and
say hi.
Say hi. His dad. Bye.
My brother. This child is something else, I'm telling you. He just walked in the door and come up here and try to scare me. So I just give her a scare, I put her on the phone.
Dip off the old block.
I'm telling you, she just, yeah, it didn't bother her. You can tell it didn't bother her. Oh, that child is something else. But she can do up a brisket, and she's a pretty good cook herself. You know, that's what's really good about this. Your family gets involved. And like my daughter, she'll be one. She is one heck of a cook now. But when she gets older, she'll know how to cook. You know, a lot of people don't know how to cook. A lot of people don't know how to cook anymore.
Right.
So, Lance has got a big. You've got a big cater job, and that's awesome. John, you got another one coming up, don't you?
I'm cooking tomorrow for some hunters, but my last 2 weeks have just been running wide open, and I'm really kind of looking forward to a weekend of not cooking anything but for
right.
my family. But I'm cooking a bunch of ribs and briskets tomorrow, and then I think I'm done till next week. So we'll see how that goes, but just the last 2 weeks has just been. We added it up, and I think it's a little over about 1,200 people is what I've fed in the last 2 weeks.
Man,
I'm tired.
That's a lot of grub right there. Now I'm telling you,
that's a lot of going to Sam's, buddy.
I'm telling
you.
And especially, you know, your pit is not huge, humongous. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
How many briskets can you get on your pit? What's the most brisket?
I've put 12 on there before, and what we did is since you were down here last, we've added a rack to it. It's not just a single rack anymore; it's a double rack.
Right.
And I added, I could add four briskets, four or five briskets on that top rack now. So that's really what helped out. That bottom rack is just a little bigger because it's at a wider spot in the tank, but that top rack sure made all the difference in the world. But no, my pit's not real big. It's not.
Well, I mean, it's a thick, heavy built, good sized pit, but you know, it's probably what, a little bigger than a jambo pit, I'd say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's probably about right.
And
it's probably
Lance,
just it's 30. Yeah.
Now go on, John. It's 30.
It's 32, 3 inches wide. And it's almost 8 foot long. So that's
the cooking chamber.
The cooking chamber. So it's probably got a good seven foot on that rack, you know, with the beveled ends, you know, and stuff, and where that firebox comes into it. And that's a good 32, I think 33 inches or something. Like, my trailer is a 6 by 12, and it nearly covers up half the trailer on that one side.
Right, right. Now, Lance, what size is your pit?
I guess mine's like 36 by,
it's the same size as John's, ain't it?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit bigger because it was a big propane tank.
Right, right.
You know, cause I can run about 15, 16 briskets in mine. And, I mean, once I get them wrapped, I start stacking. I've had up to 25 in there at one time.
Woo! Man, that's a lot of meat, a lot of beef. And, Blake, what about you?
200.
Your pit.
I've got that Stumps Classic. I can probably... Probably about 14 briskets pretty easily.
Yeah, that classic's a big pit too. You know, I'm working on the vertical cooker, gravity fed vertical cooker. I think I'm just going to have to build one, just the old fashioned way. But it's going to have a couple extra perks on it, so I'm going to wait. I'll tell you all about it, but I can't spill it all out over the air tonight. But I'll tell you all about it.
I got you.
It's going to be pretty cool, I think. It might not be worth a crap, but I think it's going to be cool. I'm going to start working on it.
Well, guys, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm going to have to take my call here in a few minutes. So,
well, all right.
Shout out to all y'all.
Thanks for calling in, Lance.
And y'all have a good evening. And we'll talk Sunday, I guess.
Yep. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in tonight. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters in the house. Thank you very much for calling in, Lance.
Anytime, guys. Y'all have a good night.
All right, brother.
Yeah,
have a good night.
Good luck, Lance.
All right.
Well, it's, I tell you, John, tonight was not the night to be on the studio board. I mean, it has just closed up and locked up every other minute.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I'm sure. Well, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, I've got this 4G Wi-Fi, and I was really thinking it would be, but it just takes its time. I mean, I've had a tough time with it tonight. Blake Moody has stuck with me through thick and thin, and I mean, he had, and it has just been horrendous, but we made it through it so far. My chat room is locked up 3 or 4 times. Stacey Lawler is still in my chat room, looks like. But it's locked up. Blake Moody's in the chat room, too. I just don't even... It's just taking its time. But we're going to have to get it worked out one of these days where it doesn't do this. I've lost several callers tonight, but I'm glad I got
I'm glad I got y'all three in, and I'm telling you, Stacey Lawler was having venison spaghetti tonight. Blake Moody, what are you having for supper tonight?
Damn it, I'm having leftovers, but they were pretty good.
Why, John? Tell us what you doing for supper tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, tonight we had lasagna, but I'm going to tell you what I did last night.
All right.
You'll like this. I went and I had a couple steaks in the freezer from Greater Red Meats that were left over from a catering job I did, and 14-ounce ribeyes, and I doctored them up yesterday and let them sit for 2 or 3 hours, and then I got my Weber out, and I grilled them to about 135. And I'm telling you, I looked over, and I think Mackenzie was licking the plate. So I've done my job for the week. And I tell you what, my dog was losing his ever-loving mind underneath the table. And so that was my claim to fame for this week with my family, was those steaks. But, you know, I tell you what, they've been in that freezer for probably, I forgot all about them. They've probably been in there 6 months. And tasted just like I went and bought them today. You know, they vacuum seal all that stuff. And it just, I just thawed them out, let them sit out for a while, let them got thaw, and out on my cook table, and turned around, doctored them up, threw them in a pan, and let them sit, and marinated them, and like I said, fired that, you know, my little,
yeah,
that Weber I bought when you were down here. I can't remember,
yeah.
Not even $200 Weber, just, you know, and you know, watched them and gauged them and stuff, and just sat there, got them up about 135, a little pink in the middle. Man, they were good. But other than that, I just brisket this week, bunch of ribs tomorrow and brisket tomorrow night, so that's about it.
Man. Well, that sounds pretty fitting to me. Well, what about you, Blake? I'm telling you, I just did a big old crock pot full of pinto beans, brown beans, and I put country ham in with it, and got some crackling cornbread. That's going to be my supper tonight.
Oh, man.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's just old-fashioned cooking right there. My dad, that's old country cooking, and it's going to be hitting the spot. It's cold outside, and I think I might open the door and let the house get a little colder and make it that much better. Oh, like it's cold in here. But, man, I tell you what, this has been you never know where you're going to go or what you're going to do when you call in to the show and have a show. You just never know what to expect. We have made it through another one. We're going to cut it. We're going to shut her down just here in just a second because before it shuts me down, I'm going to shut it down. But I sure have appreciated and enjoyed y'all calling in tonight. It was just kind of quiet tonight, and I couldn't get anything happening on the board, but we made it through another show. I do want to give y'all a minute to shout out. Blake, you can give everybody a shout out and let them know how to get in touch with you. I know we have several listeners in listening tonight, so you know, if we could find a way to channel some sponsors into the shows, and have sponsors actually listening to the shows. And let them expand their advertising, their sponsorships out to all these teams. It would be such a great way to do it. I just keep trying to think how to do that more and more. And we've just got to think out of the box. I think we've got to start going in a different direction for sponsors. And we're going to work on that and try to get all our teams that call in. We're going to try to represent them even that much more. So, Blake, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and what's going on and where you're located.
Yeah, y'all want to find me, I'm on Facebook. Just look up Tortoise Q. That's the name of my competition barbecue team. And besides John Reed and Chris Chadwick, just kicking ass on the airwaves on the regular. I'd like to give a shout-out to my buddy Gary Park. Got a little barbecue joint out in Middleburg, Florida. It's called G's Slow Smoke Barbecue, and I went there for lunch today.
Yep.
Gary's a good friend of mine, had some brisket, some Brunswick stew, and some hoe cakes, and it was cold as hell outside, and that was just what the doctor ordered. So
That sounds good. Get him to call in on the show too, Blake. Start working a little bit. We'll get some guys to do some of that.
Oh man, yeah, he's a hell of a cook too. So shout out to you guys, and thanks for having me on, brother.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You know, you're always welcome here. You just call in anytime, and that's what it's all about. Blake, have a great evening, brother. I appreciate you doing it, calling in and helping me out.
Yeah, brother. You and John have a good one.
All right, you do the same.
Yep.
And John, going to tell everybody what's going on with you. You the superstar, barbecue superstar Thursday nights, and just light it up and let everybody know something.
I'll tell you what, this is John Reeves. You can find me on Facebook. You also find my cook team, Smoking X. And, tomorrow night will be our show. You know, we all support each other here at the Barbecue Superstars with Lance and with old Chadwick here. So, you know, tomorrow night's our turn in the rotation. So tomorrow night we'll be lighting it up 6 to 8 Central Time. You can check out the link. We always post it on the Smoking X Facebook page and just a couple other different pages and groups. But, check it out. Tomorrow we're going to have a couple guests on. And, of course, we're always going to do, the Red Dirt music updates and stuff. And we're also going to be talking a little college football and stuff like that. So, you know, we try to hit the gamut of everything, and anything and everything that has to do with barbecue, we're right in the middle of it. So, you know, check us out. Going to have a great time. A great show tomorrow night.
All right, John. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate Lance Moore calling in, Blake Booty calling in. We just keep letting the smoke roll regardless. We just keep hammering it out, making it happen. This is Chris Chadwick of Team Hog County Cookers. We do have a Wednesday night show right here live every Wednesday night. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the number to call for all of our shows. Same number, write it, put it in your program, it in your phone, have it on speed dial. Call in, start getting off the couch, picking that phone up, dialing that number, and start calling in. Call in to all our shows. That's what we need, this, guys. We need y'all. We're here to support y'all, but we need your support to help us. So, I mean, it's very important. We just keep trying to work it. And, just like me, I've had a hell of a show the first part of the show. Couldn't get any callers in, the board locking up. But we still made it through it. We still like to promote everybody that promotes barbecue. That cooks barbecue, and we got to keep it rolling. Whether we talk pits, whatever we talk, we want you to call in, listen in, be part of the show. I don't know how hard it is to figure that out. I don't know what else to do. We just try to get you all involved because that's what we're here for. So the more people that get involved, the more fun we have. So, if it's not my show, if it's not John's show, it's Lance's show or Jim Berg's show, Daryl's show, Whiskey Bitch, whichever show, the show on BNTL Network. So start supporting, spread the word, share the post, and help one another. And it's just going to make it greater, and it's going to be the greatest thing ever. Just keep sharing and keep making it happen. We appreciate everybody for listening in. We truly love you. That's what it's all about. We're supporting barbecue. We want you to call in and be part of the show, be the show. Just to spread the word. I don't know anything else to say. This is Chris Chadwick. I do have the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's www.tbabbq.com. Go to that website. Just look at it. Facebook. Tennessee Barbecue Association, like the page, join the group. We've got that going on. Hall County Cookers, like that page. Just whatever. Get in touch with us. Make it happen. Like I say, we always kicking the tires. We always lighting the fire. We always going to let the smoke roll. Every night, different show, great people.
great talk all about barbecue. This is Chris Chandler saying good night, God bless, and have a great rest of the week. And may your name be called many times and heard last. And we're out of here. Good night. John, appreciate you calling in tonight. Have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
Amen, brother. We'll talk to you later.
All right.